The ship was on its way to Puerto Vallarta, and we were at sea for the next 2 days. Originally, Avery had wanted to go to the pool and scope out all the broads in bikinis. But now that he was already getting laid, I wasn't sure what the plan was. When we arrived at the aqua room, the hostess informed us that we were to sit at the same table for each meal. The girls hadn't arrived yet, so we looked at the menus while we waited. I was about to ask Avery what he was planning on getting for breakfast when two women sat at the table.
"We saw you both last night at the mixer, and we were going to approach you, but then two other chicks did, and then two more. And before we knew it, we lost our chance," girl number one said. She had brown hair with a strip of purple and was wearing way too much perfume. It made my sinuses hurt. "So we saw you sitting here and wanted to come over and ask if you two would like to join us for a swim after breakfast," girl number two chimed in. She had blonde hair with a pink strip, like they planned their hair to be twins of some sort. "I'm sorry, but we're waiting on two women who we have plans with," I said. Girl number one reached over and slid her hand up my arm. "You know we have 7 days, right? I'm sure you can work us in. Together." She bit her lip and looked at her friend. If I hadn't already met Brooke, I would have taken this chick up on her offer. But I didn't want her. I wanted Brooke all to myself, not sharing her with Avery in a foursome. "Sorry, ladies, but we aren't interested," I said bluntly.
"You two don't have to be such assholes. You're on a singles cruise where all people do is hook up. No one takes this thing seriously, especially guys," girl number two snapped.
"Well, I do, and I'm already taken," Avery snapped back.
Girl number one turned and looked at me.
"Yeah, I'm taken too," I said, holding my hands up.
"Whatever,"
girl number one huffed. They both stood up and walked away.
"Dude, these girls are relentless," Avery said to me.
"I know, but we're probably the only ones taking it seriously. Bitches be crazy."
"You are?"
"I'm trying. I really like Brooke."
"See, I told you there's always a princess for every asshole."
"Yeah, maybe," I said with a smile. He was onto something, all right.
The girls arrived not 5 minutes later, and I watched them walk to us. Nicole was smiling brightly at Avery, and Brooke smirked as my gaze moved from her eyes to her smooth legs that extended from her jean shorts. Brooke squeezed my shoulder, her warm hand brushing along my upper back in an affectionate gesture as she passed to sit next to me, while Nicole and Avery kissed like they hadn't seen each other in days. I was fucking jealous. I wanted to grab Brooke and taste her lips as our tongues rolled around together until we had to come up for air. I hadn't wanted to kiss someone so much in all my life. I wasn't used to this bullshit of not being able to kiss someone who I desperately yearned for. But there was something different about Brooke. While I wanted to fuck her, and let's be honest, I did want to fuck her, I didn't want to chance messing anything up with her. The feeling I got when I was around Brooke was all new to me. I felt as though I could talk to her about anything, and she would accept me for me and not just for my good looks and physique. I knew that Avery and Nicole were going to see each other after the cruise, especially since Boston wasn't far from New York, so I needed to play it cool. Let Brooke know that I was a good guy, wait for her to dump the loser boyfriend when she returned home from the cruise, then swoop in and make her mine. Except, patience wasn't my strong suit, and I feared I would fuck everything up. The waiter came to take our order. After he'd left, I almost leaned over to Brooke to whisper in her ear that I loved having her touch me, like she did whenever she sat down. But I didn't. If I didn't say anything, I hoped that she would continue doing it out of habit, and I would continue to get the touch from her that I needed. I cleared my throat, giving Avery the evil eye as he looked up at me. "Do you two mind?"
"Sorry,"
Nicole said, blushing. Avery kicked me under the table, but I held firm on making them stop. If they didn't, I was going to storm off before I could ruin my own plan.
"Did you two have a nice night?"
Nicole asked me. Not Brooke, but me.
"I did. Did you?"
"I did,"
she smiled at Avery.
"You two in love now or what?"